Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
World War I created a problem of displaced persons that the world had most likely never seen up until that time. Everywhere one turned, the streets of cities and towns were filled with people who did not belong. Europe, because the war was fought there, was certainly the main concern. But that did not mean that things were like really good here in the United States. For various reasons, post-war America saw an alarming rise in homeless children. Most of these children were cast-offs from homes, forced to fend for themselves, and to live on the streets as best they could. No one seemed to care much about them. There was at least one exception to that, a man named Edward Flanagan. Edward was a priest from New York, better known as Father Flanagan. He decided that something needed to be done to help the kids, and so he purchased 1,500 acres of land in eastern Nebraska, where he invited those rejected by society to come and live there. No one was a foreigner or an outsider so far as Father Flanagan was concerned. After 20 years, the property had been incorporated into a village. And less than 50 years later, Boys Town, as it came to be known, had over 6,000 residents. The work of Father Flanagan and his staff at Boys Town is a good example of what our readings of today ask us to reflect upon, that God accepts all. Whoever we are, and whatever we have done. Writing to the Hebrews after their return from exile in Babylon, Isaiah speaks of how God welcomes all people. Isaiah says the people must do what is right and just. They must hold to God's law. God's house, after all, is a house of prayer for all who choose to attend. This must have been a difficult teaching for the Hebrews to swallow, since they believed that they were God's chosen people. And now God says through the prophet that all are welcome. The gospel reading reminds us of how the mission of Jesus includes even outcasts. The Canaanite woman asks Jesus for a favor, a miracle. Canaanites who lived east of the Jordan River were foreigners and thus not welcome. Jesus states that his mission is to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, Jesus' mission is to the Hebrews. The woman's persistence and the cleverness of her response are rewarded. By curing the little girl, Jesus extended his mission to include all. God's power and God's desire are not limited to a select few. All God's promises are still available to us today. We can enter into the healing presence of Jesus as we praise and worship God, imitating the Canaanite woman and imitating her humility. Just as she experienced the Father's loving plan to deliver all people from the enemy, so too can we. With her, let us reflect upon this reality, that God's plan of salvation is for all. And with her, let us cry out to the Lord, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you."